So I was on an airplane, and we were flying from Miami to San Francisco, and the plane taxied out. And it got to the runway, and there was a light that came on in the cockpit, and the pilot announced that we wouldn't be able to take off. We're going to have to go back to the gate because the stabilizer that takes care of the wing flaps or something wasn't registering as working properly. We'd have to go back. There's going to be a two-hour delay. Now, my immediate attitude when something like that happens is, you're not supposed to get to San Francisco in 5 hours, okay? That when my ancestors wanted to get to San Francisco from Miami, if they left in September, and if they got there in March, April, they considered that on time. And it was a good trip if half the people were still alive, all right? It was very successful. If they could get there, if it took them 9 months or a year to get there in wagons and so on, then if it's going to take me 2 more hours or whatever, and if the stabilizer isn't working on that aircraft in anything that stabilizes anything, I want to go back to the gate, okay? I'm not interested in being angry about that or anything. It's a part of surrendering. It's just understanding. I was in first class. The stewardess was standing there, and she said, oh, no. Oh, no. She knew who I was. I had been talking to her. She said, this is what I dread. I said, what's the matter? She said, there's 176 people on this plane. Every one of them is going to say something nasty to me when they get off the plane. They're going to blame me. They're going to blame the airline, and they're going to... I said, but you don't have to let that in. She said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you've got two packages, two suits that are protecting you from anybody coming to you with that disharmony. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, you got your uniform. I said, and that's one package, and that's over the other package, which is your body. And then both of those are protecting or covering who you really are, which is how you choose to process all of this and how you choose to think and who you really are. I said, each person that comes up by you and says something negative or nasty, you can just let that only be a message to your uniform, to your package. That's not me. And you can remind yourself, they're not talking to me. They can't get to me with that stuff. They can't have that. I don't let anybody come to me unless they come with love or harmony to who I really am. So you can just say, well, I'm very sorry, and have a good one. And it's like, and you say, well, they didn't get to me, and they didn't get to me. They're not reaching me with that. And sure enough, she stood there and she watched as 176 people got off, and I'd say 150 of them said something nasty to her on the way out. And each time she just sort of smiled and said, yes, well, it'll be 2 hours. And she gave them instructions on where to go. And when it was all done, she sat down next to me. She said, that was fantastic. It's the first time that we've ever had a circumstance like this where I didn't let it bother me. I said, you don't have to let that stuff into your life.